This chazara zechinish mevechaches v'shvagavim b'Rabbi Yehuda meseches chulin daf kuf yud beis. Rav Dimi asked Rav Nachman, may one put a jug of salt next to a jug of kutach? Are we concerned, meaning that some kutach will unknowingly spill into the salt and the salt will then be used with meat? Rav Nachman said it's aser. Rav Dimi asked, what about a jug of vinegar next to a jug of kutach? Rav Nachman said it's mutter. He explained the difference is kutach doesn't dissolve in the salt and therefore it does not become batel. The kutach does dissolve in vinegar and therefore it does become batel in the vinegar. There was a shechted young bird that fell into a jug of kutach. Rav Chinina, the son of Rava from Pashrunya, he permitted the bird. Rava explained he permitted it because the salt content wasn't to the point of preventing one from eating it. And when Shmuel said that salting is like something that's hot, that's only when it's salty enough that would cause someone not to eat it. This is the halacha regarding a bird that was still raw. If the bird would have been roasted, it would have required that it be peeled. If the meat would have had cracks, even peeling would not have been sufficient. It would be aser. Also, if the meat would have been spiced, it would be aser as well. Zokmar Vayter of Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, said if someone cut a piece of roasted meat on a loaf of bread, it's aser to eat the bread because of the blood from the meat that's now on the bread. The Gemara says this is only if the meat was bruised. Also, this is only if the liquid penetrated through the entire bread to the other side. Also, this is only where the liquid is thick like blood, but not if it's thin. Shmuel would throw such bread to his dog. Rav Huna would give it to his attendant to eat. In fact, if Rav Huna held its mutter, he should have eaten it himself. If he held its aser, he shouldn't have given to his attendant to eat either. And if Gemara, he held it was mutter, but he was particular and therefore couldn't eat bread that had this liquid on it. Rav would eat the bread and would call the liquid the wine of the meat. Zokmar Vayter of Nachman Neim Shmuel said, one may not put a keli on the roasting meat to catch the dripping fats until all the red-colored liquid stops dripping from it. How do we know when the meat has reached this point? Mazdutcha Neim Rav Papa said, when the meat starts smoking. Rav Ashi asked, maybe it's only the part of the meat closer to the fire that has begun to smoke, but the upper part did not. And for the Gemara, rather, Rav Ashi said, the only way one can place a keli under the meat to catch the fats is if he puts some salt in the keli to draw the blood to the bottom of the keli and softly pours off the fats on top. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Ika, said to Rav Ashi, how could Shmuel have said that once the red liquid stops dripping, you can put a keli underneath the meat? Shmuel has said that if one cut a piece of roasted meat on a loaf of bread, it's aser. And for tomorrow, the case of cutting is different because the pushing of the knife makes blood come out of the meat. Zokmar Vayter of Nachman said, if fish and birds were salted together, the fish are aser because they absorb the blood from the birds. What's the case? If they're in a keli with no holes, and even the birds that are salted with other birds become aser because they reabsorb the blood. If the keli has holes, even the fish should be mutter. And for the Gemara, the case is where the keli does have holes. However, because fish have such soft skin, they discharge their liquids very quickly and are done before the birds begin to discharge their blood. Since the fish are not discharging at that time anymore, when the bird's blood is coming out, they are able to absorb the blood, and that's why they are aser.